us.
Does money grow on trees? It's Home Economics with Sam Stubbs on 95BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan.
Oh my God, that's your company. Which you were representing on TV as we talked about something that you and I talked about a few weeks ago, Sam, the rotten old banks.
Yeah. They make a fortune, don't they, eh? $5 billion last year after taxes. So let's, you know, that's $570,000 an hour, $9,500 a minute, $1,000 for every New Zealander every year.
I reckon they deserve it. They work so hard. They slog it out, you know. They're so community-focused, you know.
Yeah, look, there's 25,000 people work for banks in New Zealand. They all individually work pretty hard, but, of course, they're kind of trapped in this business model which ships all that money over to Aussie.
I thought that was one of the most shittest statistics in that story. The banks in New Zealand, they've got 25,000 jobs for New Zealanders. It's like, can we go back to the thrifty $1 billion that you keep making for nothing?
Well, how about this? For each one of those employees, they make $200,000 of profit, which is way more than they pay them, right?
A profit as well.
Net profit after tax, $200,000 per employee.
Hey, Sam said to help you out with any money-related issues you may have. Not like, can I have some money? But just trying to keep hold of the purse strings is hard. And as the world progresses and time moves on, it seems to get harder and more difficult, and people more trying to scam you out of your money, more people trying to make your money work for them, but not so much for you. If you've got any questions, you can give us a call, 309-3879, or any you might want to text in your questions. We had a whole bunch last week from panicky people, Sam. Panicky people. People who were scared that their money wasn't working for them.
Yeah, well, and often it doesn't, but, you know, it's a little bit saved every single day adds up to a hell of a lot of money. I'll give you an example. If you save $5 a day from the day you're 21, you would retire with $200,000. Now, that's one – is that a coffee? That's a little bit more than a coffee a day, right?
You gave these sage words of wisdom last time you were here, Sam, and I agree with you. But what happens if – you know, say $30,000 into that $200,000, you suddenly go, well, I could get a really cool car.
This is the
problem, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is what I've done. I've gone, I could go to America.
I know, yeah, exactly.
I could go overseas. I could buy that.
Here's what you do. Open a KiwiSaver account, put it in there, because you can't get it out unless you're genuinely in hardship, unless you want to buy your first home, or unless you retire. So all of those moments where you're tempted, you think, oh, I'd love to get my hands on that, you won't be able to. But if you're genuinely hard up, you'll be able to get access to it. And if you want to buy your first home, you can too. And KiwiSaver, after you're 18, if you stick in a little over $1,000 a year, government gives you free $500 a year. There's no such thing as free money, except there is. This is it.
BFM, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I had a question. I don't know if you're the right person to ask, but student loans, I've accumulated a ridiculous amount of interest, and I've paid off the primary loan and then some interest on top.
Yeah.
But I still have more than my entire base primary student loan to pay off and accumulated interest. Is there any way of negotiating that, or is this the wrong forum for such a question?
I can imagine, caller, that you really can't be asked paying that extra because you feel like you've paid off what you borrowed. Yeah. Pardon? Sorry, your phone's fanned out there, buddy. Okay. I think he's gone through a Stargate there, but can you answer his question?
I think the bank just cut off his phone, maybe. But usually those things aren't negotiable, but you know what? All they can say is no. Go and ask.
Who would he go and see? The lender? Who's the lender for a student loan?
I don't know who would have been lending him the money, but go to the lender, ask. Yep. I mean, they'll probably say no.
I don't know about student loans. Where do you normally get them from? Here comes Tess, straight out of a hard exam. And
Ministry of Social Development, isn't it?
Right. Okay. Student well, loans? if it's the government lending you money, then they're very, very unlikely to say anything other than no, right?
No.
Well.
No. BFM, good morning.
Hello. How's Sam?
G'day.
Hey, Sam, basically, are you the orange guys that do the ethical KiwiSaver?
We are. Yep, that's us.
Thank you very much. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, thanks, mate.
I trailed through a whole bunch of stuff, and found you guys and went, yeah, shit, yeah.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Yeah, just
totally.
Justification, like, validation, and
and good return on investments too, by the look.
Oh, thank you, mate.
I've seen.
Thank you, mate.
Well, it was between you and Co-op Bank.
Oh, thank you. Well, look, just
we put the kids with Co-op, and we put our money with you guys.
And just to confirm, we haven't paid you to say that, right?
Yeah, you know, not at all. No, no, I'm recommending.
Thank you.
Like Scalarup 4x4 gumboots. If you want them, they last 10 years.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
No, excellent. Thank
right.
you.
Thank you. See you later.
See ya.
Got a text in here saying, I want to buy shares or invest in money that I will have next year. Can I do this by myself and self-manage it, or is it easier to go through an investment company?
Oh, look, you can do both if you want to. I mean, you can go onto a stockbroker, open an account and invest some money. Yep, that's cool. And
it's not as easy as that, though.
Would you lose money doing it that way?
You could if you picked the wrong shares, right? If you bought the wrong shares and they go down, you can lose some money.
But I mean from the company that you've used.
Well, the company you'll use or the stockbroker you'll use will charge you fees.
And you have to use a stockbroker, don't you? You can't just go in cold.
No, you can't. Oh, exactly, okay. Exactly. And so you'll have to set up an account, fill out some forms, do all of that sort of stuff, yeah. Yeah.
It's all pretty grown up.
Very grown up, yeah.
If you've got any queries for Sam, just call 309-3879 or you can send us a text 5395. Anymore, they've got another any more text
yep.
there?
What is the penalty in New Zealand for filing a late tax return?
I don't know what the penalty amount is, but there is a penalty interest rate, and I tell you what, it's so high that you don't want to file a late tax return, right? Yeah, it hurts, man. So don't do it. Make sure you pay your taxes. And remember also, you know, taxes are the price of a civil society, so get out there, pay your taxes, but pay them on time.
Yeah, because the problem is, though, with that, buddy, is you pay your taxes. But just because the penalties aren't anything to do with you paying your taxes.
No, that's true.
I just can't help but think of Ryman Healthcare, you know?
Right.
Massive company, one of the biggest companies in New Zealand, don't pay a cent of tax. You know that? Not a cent.
I didn't know that, actually.
Not a cent. Okay. And do you know how much tax Fonterra paid last year?
Don't know.
$1 million.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Tax. Sucking. Okay, all right. I've come into a one. Oh, we just did that one, didn't we?
No, we haven't done that one.
I've come into a what? Some. This, I think it's from last week actually as well. They've come into a wad of cash.
That's nice.
No one's asking how. It's none of our business.
It's nice though.
Yeah, I mean, I'll assume they maybe they. I mean, a wad of cash as well. Cash. Where they said there.
Where should they invest it?
Wow. Okay.
It's a very big question.
It's a really big question, and I can't answer that for the individual because I don't know who they are.
Exactly.
But the obvious places to go are stick it in the bank if you want access to it.
Like get so banks are a bunch of thieving
like
wankers.
A high interest.
A high interest thing. Well, you'd have to start thinking about, you know, putting it in riskier fixed term investments or putting it into the share market.
If you'd like.
Yeah, I'm sure you could, mate. Or into your KiwiSaver. But if you're going to put it into KiwiSaver, you've got to use it ready for your first home or because...
You can't get it out then, can you?
But I mean,
you can't get it out. It's like a real investment.
You
real
can't get it. But
you can get it out in hardship, can't you? Extreme hardship.
You can. But the most important thing is that if you come into a windfall or a wad of cash, most important thing is to save a big chunk of it straight away, right? Don't spend it. Don't think about what you can do. Give yourself a little bit. Treat yourself a bit, right? Like you buy yourself something that says, woohoo, I've come into something. This is awesome. But the vast majority of it, save it because you will need it and you will use it and you'll thank yourself for it later on.
Someone else has said for that caller about the student loan, they've said, I had about $10,000 removed from my student loan by writing a physical letter saying that I'm responsible now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Easy as that.
Oh, great hack. Excellent.
Could they please send the letter and then...
Can you send us a draft?
Yeah. Cool.
That's really cool. Any more stories like that, send them in. You know, there's nothing better than just putting a little bit of extra effort in to get around the automated this and that.
Mate, all they can say is no, right?
And a few different...
Yeah, exactly.
And a few different situations in my life, a good heart sort of, look, I tell you what, I'll just come down there and we'll talk about this. Oh, no, don't do that. No, it's fine. I don't mind coming down. I've got time. I can come down. Now, who do I need to come and see when I'm down there? No, you can't come down to Vodafone or whatever it is. I'd rather talk about this face to face with somebody. Oh, no, okay, well, don't worry about it. It's worked for me a couple of times.
Good on you.
And for you too, maybe, if you're trying today. Wouldn't our taxes be less grudged and better spent if we didn't have to subsidise benefit cheats and fraudsters? Well, I think that's a different issue, Texter.
Rental property, interest only, or pay off some initial?
It's the BFM listener, isn't it? The rental property, interest only, or pay off some initial. What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know sure. What that means, yeah.
Something about they must have a rental property and they're paying it off with the rent. Is that what they're saying there? Or is it better to pay? I don't know what they're saying. You have to be more clear with the clearance.
Maybe they've taken out a mortgage and they're talking about doing an interest only mortgage or also paying it down. Yeah, well, look, you know.
The rental property maybe that they own and rent to others.
Yeah. This is the standard rule about debt. Get out of it as fast as you can, right? Because that interest compounds. And in fact, I mean, here's a really interesting one. If you ever owned a house and you had a choice between paying off your mortgage or putting money into KiwiSaver, pay off your mortgage because the mortgage is charging you interest all the time, right? Get all of your debt out of the way as fast as you possibly can, and then use the same discipline in paying off debt to start saving. And you know what? Your whole lifestyle will adjust accordingly.
Let's come at it from a group of listeners who may be at the other end of that spectrum, who are in debt.
Yeah.
What is the best way to try and, because that's as we keep getting reminded, but as so many people are experiencing, that is a spiral, very very hard to get out of. You know, let's assume that with all the good advice in the world and all the good intentions, people are in that position. What's some ideas to sort of. To get out,
work
a bit harder, get another job.
I hear you. Okay, first thing you do is work out how indebted you are and work out where you've been borrowing money from and try and get it all consolidated into one place, right, where you've got one loan that you're paying off. The obvious place to go to there actually is your bank. You can actually consolidate debt because a lot of that debt is just horrendously expensive, particularly credit card debt. That's horrible, man. It's just that the interest rates are huge on that. So get it consolidated and then get a plan to pay it off with a person who's lending you the money. Go and get some advice on this. There's actually plenty of people who can help you. There's Citizens Advice, banks. There are financial planners and mums and dads, aunties and uncles who've been through this. Go and ask them about what you do. So get it consolidated, get a plan to pay it off, and try and do it as aggressively as you can, and then get yourself out of it. And don't ever allow yourself to have anything that allows you to get into more debt. So cut up your credit cards, right? Because it's so easy, right? The whole finance industry wants you to borrow money so they can charge you interest on it.
Now we come around to our initial subject of how much money the banks make, the big fat greedy bastards.
They make $1 billion of profit every year on credit cards, right?
So it was interesting that the article that you on Sunday that you featured in, Sam, and they were talking about does there need to be a royal inquiry into the banking system over here? Because the same four big banks, the four big Australian banks that basically are the big ones in New Zealand, are the ones that have been found to be complicit in some really rotten behaviour in Australia.
Yeah, look,
and of course they have to be. They have to be doing the same thing here. And the weird thing I picked up from that story was all four of them. It wasn't just one of them. It was all four. So they're all – it's an industry-wide poison, isn't it?
Yeah, look, over in Aussie, it's the biggest corporate scandal in history over there. It's shocking. And you're right, it is the same place here. Look, we don't know. We don't know what they're doing over here. But here's what we do know. We do know that they're making 20% more from New Zealanders than they are from Aussies.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, so if that's the case, we need to have a look. We've got to check it out.
Sam, thanks for coming in this morning.
Cheers,
mate. Always lovely to talk to you. And thanks for coming and being part of Home Economics. We'll speak to you again. Sam comes from Simplicity. They not only sponsor the BKR, they run an ethical KiwiSaver provider. It's how easy to do, Sam?
Yep.
How easy is it to do?
Very easy. Very easy to do. Switch in 2 minutes. Go online, simplicity.kiwi. Super easy.
Thanks very much.
Money must be funny in a post-capitalist utopia. Home Economics on 95BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's lowest cost KiwiSaver plan. It takes 2 minutes to switch online.